firepower, we'd be dead in the water.
Great, they got a small army. What do we got? 4.5 men.
Not so funny.
That's not easy being your friend.
We will kill this American disease!
I promise myself, I'm gonna die for something counts.
People live through terrible times, but you must believe you can survive.
10 seconds, you won't believe what's gonna happen.
What happened to you?
Got my ass kicked.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming back for another episode of the Three Amigos Movie Review Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Peter.
I'm Chris.
And I'm David.
And today we will be reviewing The Expendables. It's one of our picks for the genre. It's my pick for the genre action movies. So before we jump into this, let's go see what you guys are watching or bullshit for a second, see what you guys are up to.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick apology to the audience there, because we've been away from recording for the past couple weeks because of me. I've been like sick, not COVID related, but I was on my deathbed pretty much.
Oh my god!
but
I'm good now. Yeah.
I've been sick.
You only came through because of the podcast. Right? He's like, I gotta get the podcast through.
Yeah. I'm on a ventilator right now. Guys, so
David sent you a text that said the show must go on.
I think I did. I told Peter that or something. I don't know.
What have you been up to, though, Chris? Just that's pretty much it. Just been
I've been kind of like out of the game for like a little bit. So, but I have been like watching a ton of like, or rewatching like a ton of like my favorite flicks at home because I've been stuck in bed. So I've been watching a bunch of like Tarantino movies.
What I'm about really, you? What you been up to?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying, mountain biking, getting into that. It's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I went to this track out here and like, they had a competition going on at the track, right? And, like there was like a bunch of RVs and everyone had numbers on their shirts and stuff, you know? Did I tell you the story, Peter? Shit. He was like, he's like, you can't go on the track, dude. We have things. And I was like, well, just tell me when they're going and I'll go like when I'm not in the way. And he's like, you can't, man. You got to sign up. I was like, give me a number. I was like, give me a number and some leggings, man. I'll sign up right now. He's like, no, you can't go. I was like, oh,
you should wear a. Next time you're out there, like, biking in the mountains, dude, you should put on, like, a GoPro and, like, record.
It'll probably look super lame. You know? like, I'll be going, like, 2 miles an hour. I'll just press fast forward so it looks cool. You know what I mean? it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. But it's kind of a expensive thing, expensive hobby, right? Especially nowadays with COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, almost all hobbies are expensive.
Yeah.
All right,
Peter, okay, what have you been up to?
No, man, I've just been working my ass off, getting ready for the holidays and everything, but just working my ass off. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I hear that.
All right, guys, so we are reviewing The Expendables today, and just want to thank you guys for both coming here in this nice place. And only thing you guys need to know is the job is real, and the money's real. So let's review this movie. That's David's favorite scene right there. That's David's favorite
scene. I talked to Peter about this movie already a little bit, Chris.
Oh, did you really?
Okay. All right, so let's go with the plot real quick. So for the plot, Expendables, it's about big Barney Ross and his elite group of mercenaries who are hired to take down government in Valena. So that's spoiler free as much as I guess you can get. So we jump in to first impressions. David, you want to go first?
Okay. I don't know how to say this politely. So, like, you got this movie's like it's like a music video that just went on too long. You know what I mean? Like seriously, that's about as good as I can get. It's like everyone likes a music video, but you can only watch 2 hours or 2 minutes and 30 seconds of that. You know what I mean? You can't watch an hour and a half of some girl twerking. You know what I mean? You lose interest. This movie is not good.
Do you think it would have been, you think it would have been good for like a guilty pleasure maybe?
Yes. This is not just a good action movie. This is not a bad action movie. This is a great action movie. It's just a dumb movie. You know what I mean? Like, that's my first impression. I'll leave it there.
What about you, Chris? What's your first impression of this movie?
Okay, so when I first saw this movie, when I first saw the trailer for this, when it was coming out in theaters, man, I was so stoked.
Oh my God.
Like, just because, like, it was the first time you'd ever seen this, like, ever, like, in the movie world. You know, you've seen, like, every action star, every action hero, like, finally coming together, like, the, you know, like, the DC universe, you know, finally bringing the Justice League together on one screen, you know. And then, like, I saw the movie. No, but back then, you know, I wasn't the film buff that I am now, you know. So I was pleasantly surprised, you know, like the action was really solid and it was, and it kept you entertained. It kept you like, yeah, it did its job, you know, trying to, you know, push new boundaries, you know, like trying to like, you know, keep you on the edge of your seat, you know. As far as now, like, as far as, the, you know, watching it this time around, there is a lot of bad writing in this movie.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I mean, it is. but yeah, it's a very solid action movie. Like, I still enjoy it just because it's, you know, you see new action scenes that you didn't, you know, that you previously haven't seen before in action films. So I was, I'm still like happy with it.
I got a question, Chris. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. After like the 100th explosion, I don't really see the 101st or 2nd or 500th one. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know, dude. It's not. It's a great action movie, but it's just. It's like a long music video. Like, it's like that's the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, I kind of see what you're saying, but like, I don't know. Like you know, like you tried to say that like after the 30th music video with the same girls like talking in the same videos, it just like falls, but.
I can't watch like a long movie about just like a bunch of jokes. I can't watch there's a lot of nonsense and very little substance in this movie.
Yeah, but those are like your favorite type of movies, aren't they?
A lot of my movies are really stupid and dumb, but there's a lot of story in them. This has very little story. Like, there's no, like, why the heck are they, like, who's like, I wrote down a lot of, like, this seems like a movie that you would think I would have picked, and I'll understand why Peter picked it. You know what I mean? Because he hates all of my movies. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it seems very strange. But like anyone that's listened to us would be like, Like, why does David hate this movie? And why does Peter like it?
Yeah.
All right, Peter, what's your
first? It is kind of weird because even I like it too.
Oh my god. All right, Peter, first impressions.
Okay, so my first impression was I saw this at the theater. I thought it was just like a fucking cool movie. It was just cool, you know? And like when David and I were kids, we're running around and David's like pretending like he's Van Damme and I'm pretending like I'm Stallone and shit like that. And Van Damme actually comes out in the second one. But this is, you know, what we've raised on is corny action movies. So it was kind of cool to see it. Like a Star Wars movie coming out 30 years later. You know what I mean? It's almost like that. Alright, so a little bit about the movie. Talk about the budget real quick. $80 million, roughly. And the box office worldwide was $274 million.
So stupid. What do you mean that's stupid?
Like, what the fuck? Like, that's...
You don't think it deserved it?
No, it doesn't deserve it. This is the typical drive-in movie. You know what I mean? Like, all right, I'm sorry.
Do you feel the same way about this movie that you do the Avengers movies?
I don't think I've seen them. Yeah, the ones that just keep coming out, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, because clearly they're just trying to make money on the Avengers ones. I think Stallone. This isn't a bad action movie. It is a dumb-ass movie. And everyone knows that. I just like, okay, I don't know if I should say this or if I should just... I got a lot on this.
Like, this movie feels like it was made for the fans more than it was a passion project, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and say it, though, Debbie. What's up?
I don't understand... like why this movie got the magic to get $200 million, okay? Like it doesn't make sense. Like,
2.75 almost.
Million?
Almost 3 million.
Yeah, what was the almost budget three, like 80, yeah. 80 million?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, yeah. 274 million it made.
What was the budget? 80 million, or what was the budget?
Yeah.
Okay. 80 million. Yeah, that's I don't understand it. All right, so okay, this is how Dolph Lundgren described the movie, okay? He described it as an old school kick-ass action movie where people are fighting with knives and shooting at each other. Okay? Like Steven Seagal turned this movie down and Jean-Claude Van Damme was offered a part but turned it down because there was no substance in the movie. Like this.
Oh my god.
Like he came back in the next one just because it makes a shit ton of movie. Like how the fuck, like who's showing up for money. This? You know what I mean? Like I don't know. Like, Chris, did you show up in the theater for this movie or no? Like,
I did the first one, not the second one or the third one.
Yeah, me you too. Know, like, I think I did point, for the first two.
Yeah.
Oh,
like at some point, like you realize, like okay, it's just a cash cow, and they're trying to fucking like milk every penny out of it.
Well, don't get me wrong, it's a good action movie. I just don't get how like it made a shit ton of money. It's insane. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I understand why the first one made a shit ton of money. I don't understand like the second or third one, like because you realize. You know, that it's not there isn't any substance to this movie. There is no, like, logical plot. There is no good writing. the first one is just, you know, like a fantasy movie almost. You know, right. You've got so many, like, characters, like, or stars.
This movie reminds me of, like, me when I was like in third grade with a bunch of friends and we were all like riding skateboards and big wheels and mongoose bikes. You know what I mean? Like that's as close. Yeah. Like the friends get in a fight and then they come back. One shoots a dude and he comes back and they're all friends at the end of it. You know what I mean? It's insane. Oh, no. All right, there's my little rant. Well, I'll save the rest of it for later.
For me, it felt more like when you're like kids and you're like you got your Terminator toy, you got your Alien toy, you got your
you're just mash it all together and make a movie.
You got your Power Rangers, yeah. You got every like possible like hero, and you're just like battling it out.
That's really fucking cool, actually. You know what I mean? All right. So where are we at? What are we jumping to, like, first best lines or what?
You think it's like comparable to like the Fast and the Furious?
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, it's a Fast and Furious. Yeah. Like, turn off the volume and watch it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see this totally be, like, this could have been like a, it could have been a guilty pleasure pick. I recognize that. But yeah, I think it's more probably appropriate for a action movie pick just because there's so many fucking action heroes in this movie, you know?
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be knocking it so much because we're in that genre. And that's the first one of this genre. I don't know if I told the listeners this yet, but I'm a truck driver, right? And I remember specifically pulling into like a truck stop. There's like a driver's lounge where all the truck drivers are hanging out. You know what I mean? This movie was on in the driver's lounge. And like, there was some, I think Jason Statham like blew up a bunch of people with his head sticking out of the airplane. You know what I mean? And like,
oh, hell yeah.
The Sylvester Stallone was like, yeah, good job. And all the truck drivers were like, yeah, good job. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I just walked down there. I was like, I'm never watching that fucking movie. All right. Go through the actor's sphere.
Okay, so almost, like I said, almost every big action star in this movie from the 80s, 70s, 80s. So you got Stallone, Jason Statham, Jet Li, Dolph Lundgren, Eric Roberts, Randy Couture, Steve Austin, Terry Crews, Mickey Rourke, and a lot more than that. But that's the main.
Were you guys expecting Giselle, like Rocky and Giselle Lundgren Itty to start getting a fighting match or something, like boxing match? Oh, sorry. I thought you were done.
Oh, I thought it'd be kind of cool. Really.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. I thought that was the list. Go ahead. Who else?
No. Well, there's a lot more. There's just too much to name. But that's the main gist of it. Hey, Chris, you want to talk about any actors or your favorite actor in this movie?
You know what? I had a hard time like finding the cast names. Or the character names for all the characters. Because I would, like, go online, you know, I'd, like, Google search, like, all these characters. And, like, some of them, like, they would just list the actors. And and a lot of them would, like list actors from the other sequels. And, like, it was just hard. Like, especially Jet Li's character. I never found exactly what his character name was.
It says Ying Yang on
internet. Are you serious? Oh my God.
Yeah, Ying.
A lot of these characters have stupid names.
Hail Caesar.
Yin.
Was Terry Crews, yeah. Randy Couture was Toll Road.
Well, it might be, you know, it might be like their, yeah, like their code names, you know?
Yeah.
Yin Yang. Not Ying Yang, but Ying Yang.
It still is bad. Yeah,
but yeah, did you have any a favorite one or a worst one, Chris?
I was really excited to see Jet Li. You know, like my action movie is gonna be a movie starring Jet Li. So I mean, I'm a really big fan of his. So I was really excited, and I was kind of let down, dude. Like,
oh,
yeah, because. In all his movies, you know, you see him, even when the guys are like two or three times his size, he's like drop kicking them and sending them flying, you know, in through a gate or like a wall, you know, or a plate glass window or something, you know? And in this movie, like, he gets in a fight with Dolph Lundgren, and he's barely, like, Dolph is barely taking any damage. He's, like, not really affected, you know? He, like, comes back and, like, slams him down. You know, obviously, it's more, like, real, like, seeing a big dude, like, just being overtaken by, like, this small, like, creature, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't really a good fight scene between the two of them. It was more of a show, you know?
With yeah.
Dolph and Jet Li. It was comical. Happy Feet. he's hitting his head on the staircase and everything.
So what do you wear, size 3? Bring it, Happy Feet.
What do you guys, who would you rather fight in real life? Dolph Lundgren or Jet Li? Like, if you had a fight to the death, which one would you rather fight? Which one do you think you have a better chance of, like, defeating?
probably Dolph.
Yeah, probably Dolph.
I'd rather fight. It's like Jet Li will take your eyes and throw it out. You know what I mean? Dolph Lundgren, he might just, like, pound you until your bones break. But, you might have a chance with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so, David, what about you? What, you got any actors that you liked in this movie, or you just think they're all shit?
I feel bad, but the like ex-CIA agent James Monroe, he's like the Eric Roberts. Yeah, he's just like a creeper. Like, he's always smiling. And you just hate him, right? But he's a good actor and everything. I just didn't like any parts that he's in it, I guess. You're not supposed to like him. But everyone else was fine, you know what I mean, for the movie. Like, the movie that this is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, although, I didn't have a problem with anyone. It was kind of cool seeing Stone Cold Steve Austin next to people that aren't wrestlers, that aren't giants, because it kind of shows how big that fucking guy is, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say, for me, it was I like Dolph Lundgren and Mickey Rourke. They're probably my two favorite in this movie. And then Steve Austin was he's intimidating until he opens his mouth, you know. And then like some of the scenes was just like, oh, it wasn't pulling it off. But
that's what's good about this movie, though, that like even though you have like a big like beefy character like Mickey Rourke, you know, the fact that they left him as a retired mercenary, you know, and just kind of like the guy that gives advice to the, you know, to his fellow man or some shit. Like, I thought that was what made this movie kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Chris, let's start. All right, Chris, what was your best line, Chris?
Okay, so I didn't actually have a best line. This movie was that generic or basic.
Cliche.
That it didn't deserve a best line.
Okay, that's a first, right? That's a first.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, we haven't had a best line yet.
All right, Chris, what about a worst line?
Okay, so there's a lot of bad lines in this movie. I narrowed it down to probably one of my favorite characters. I think one of my two favorite characters in this movie were Jet Li and Jason Statham. But Jet Li has the line where it's after they get attacked Sylvester Stallone's, you know, when they're riding in the truck, him and Jet Li. Yeah. And and after that scene is over with, they go back and they jump in the plane and they meet all the rest of their buddies and they're going to get ready to go do the mission now to go back for the girl. But when they jump in the plane, Jet Li, he's walking past, I think it's Randy Couture, and Randy says to him, he's all like, "What happened to you, man?" And Jet Li, I don't know what kind of accent he was trying to pull or what kind of English accent, or like, I don't know what he was trying to, but he says, "It's too sad to talk about it." Like,
I don't even remember.
Do you remember that line? Do you remember that?
I don't remember. Oh, do you remember, God, dude? Man.
It's too depressing to talk about, or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. But the way he says it, man, it's just so like, I don't know, because it's weird, because in his other movies, like, he's done, like, American movies where his, he has to speak English, like, throughout, and he, like, he really shines in a lot of those movies, you know, like, his English isn't that bad, you know, like, he does a pretty well job of, like, you know, like, speaking the language. But in that scene, like, in this movie, almost entirely, like, it seems like he struggled with his English.
Right, yeah, he didn't shine at all in this movie. David, your best line.
Best line was, like, the only meaningful part of this whole movie, pretty much, was, let's see... Mickey York's part, where he's like saying
Mickey Rourke,
yeah, where he's depressed that he left that chick to commit suicide, right? He does like that monologue where he's talking about like how he just like turned his back on her, and she like jump off a bridge or something, right?
Yeah, she committed suicide. Yeah,
he says it's a big monologue, but one of the lines in the monologue is, "I just turned and kept walking." It's just something that just haunts him, you know what I mean? Because he could have done something about this girl that was about to commit suicide. He didn't even care at that point, and it just haunts him. All right, worst line? Or do you guys have anything on that best line?
No, it was something that I read about. It was, I think Mickey Rourke was, like, he had, like, one, like, he did all his scenes, like, in a couple hours. And he just nailed it and just took off.
Yeah, because he was doing Iron Man at the time. He was filming Iron Man.
Oh, oh really? Was
yeah,
it?
Yeah. He did it as a favor to. Yeah, he did good. He did it as a favor to Stallone. All right, worst line.
Do you think that? I just wanted to ask you, though. Like, do you think that, like, little monologue, like, fit for the movie? Or they should have just stayed away from it, you know, and kept the action going?
I liked it a lot, you know what I mean? So I would have liked it more if there was, like, three other parts like that in this movie. Like, if the dad had something about his daughter, that the drug lord or whatever, he had more depth with his daughter. He wasn't just having his soldiers paint their faces for some fucking reason, you know what I mean? I don't know, there's, like, the line with the Statham's, like, fighting with his girlfriend... "You haven't called me in a month." He's like, "You should have waited." Why the fuck is she going to wait? He didn't communicate with her for a whole month. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of, like, dumb shit. They could have had, like, some real meaningful shit in there. You know what I mean? At least, like, Mickey, or it was kind of like a funny close-up on his face. You know what I mean? While he's saying it. But, like, it was like, depth to, like, a depth. Less movie, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. What do you think, Crystal? What do you think about that scene? You think it was appropriate or
inaccurate? Just because, like, David makes a point that they should have done, like, more of that throughout, but the fact that they just did one and done, I think they probably should have left it out, and just, you know, filled it with, you know, they could have just cut it out completely, because. You know, the whole scene was meant to, was meant for Sylvester Stallone, you know, for him to kind of reflect on it. And they gave it to Mickey Rourke, whose character had almost nothing to do with the movie, you know. So it was kind of like a waste, you know.
I think it's the best part of the whole movie. Yeah.
it's like the wrong type of movie if that's your favorite part of this movie, right?
That scene is literally my best scene.
Yeah,
but and I was kind of surprised because I didn't see it coming either, you know. But it is good action also. Yeah. It is kind of funny that this is an action movie and that's my best scene, though. So
have you guys seen the movie The Wrestler with Mickey
Rourke? No, I haven't. It sounds depressing, so I'm not going to watch it.
it's so good, though. Yeah.
It is good.
Is it good if you don't like depressing shit, too? Or is it just good if you like depressing shit? Like,
yeah, it's more depressing.
Okay, then no, I'm not going to watch it. All right, so it's my worst line?
Yeah.
All right, my worst line is when Hail Caesar saves the day with his like automatic shotgun.
Oh.
And he lays out like 20 people, right? And he walks in and he says, "You better remember this at Christmas." That's so fucking stupid. It's just fucking, like, they spent some money on that scene. It looks cool. Everyone's getting blown away and everything. He's got an automatic shotgun, like with a giant drum of like 12 gauge shells in it or slugs or something. It's so stupid. Yeah. So the line was like, you could have said anything cool and they gave him a dumbass line. I rolled my eyes big time.
Right. There's a lot of those moments in this movie too. Like after they're done, like mowing down like a group of bad guys, they just say like the stupidest things ever. You know,
he's always played for like laughs though. Terry Crews, like he's physically imposing, and he could. He's always played like ridiculous though.
That's kind of funny because I literally just sent you guys my a picture, and it's. It says, my best line, it says, "Remember this shit at Christmas."
That's funny. Alright, so that's probably...
That is your worst line.
That's my worst line. That's not your best line on this movie.
Yeah, I just sent you a picture.
Is it seriously, though?
It says, best line. Remember this shit at Christmas.
That's it didn't fit the scene, because like, they do the slow... Like, it's showing him blowing everyone away, and then like it's a cool scene. It's a cool shot. Alright, so that's my best and worst. Peter, what's your... best line.
Yeah, it's that one. Remember the shit at Christmas. Because it's fucking stupid. And it kind of fits his character. You know, he's just an idiot. But, and then my worst line was, my worst line was when, Arnold and Bruce Willis and Stallone are in the church.
Yes.
And they're kind of going back and forth, and and then Bruce Willis says, "What, are you guys going to start jerking each other off now or something?"
Yeah, and Stallone, like, you guys going to start
Stallone looks at Arnold like all weird and shit. And then
his face, the face he makes, like after he says it was ad-lib, he just looked like a creeper.
It was ad-lib. it was ad-lib. Are you serious? Yeah. That's what I read, at least, and I read that fucking scene took 6 hours to shoot. That scene.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh my god.
I saw some of the bloopers, and Bruce Willis just fucked, like, I don't know what the fuck was going on with Bruce Willis.
I guess Sylvester Stallone did it for free. He just, like, whatever. He was governor at the time. Alright.
Oh, you mean Arnold did it for
free? That's what I meant. Yeah, my bad. Alright.
So Chris's best scene.
Okay, finally we can get to some like substance of this movie. Like probably the best scene hands down has to be the ride or die airplane scene.
which airplane scene?
The one
you're talking about where he was
to scout out the
island, and they're leaving, or they're like escaping from the militia or whatever.
Yes,
and they get in the airplane, and Sylvester Stallone like flips around. And he's all, and Jason Statham's all like, "We're turning back." He's all like, "Yeah." He's all like, "Ride or die, ride or die." And then they like fly down the mountain. The way they shot it, like, do you think was that like actually Jason Statham like in the nose of that plane or?
Yeah, it was, because I was watching something like a extended version of it or something, like a behind the scenes. And yeah. He's like, "Yeah, Stallone told me to put my head out there, so I did," or something like that. But yeah, he got out there. It was pretty.
That's awesome, cool. Man. That just makes that scene like so much sweeter. Like, it was such an awesome scene, you know, like flying down the mountain, you know, like gunning down, mowing down the little militia at the pier, like flipping, like, it was just a cool idea. Like, it, I don't know if I've ever seen that done before in a movie, you know, or an action movie. Yeah, it was different. It was, you know, it probably wasn't necessary.
No, it was probably necessary.
But it's over the top cool, you know. It's,
yeah, it was cool. Even though it like probably would have caused like a like continental like warfare. Like
what do you think about that?
It was just scene, like over the, like you said, Peter, it was like over the top cool.
What do you think about that scene, Peter? Like, before I
like the first, yeah. Like, it's almost like, it's almost on the same level as, you know, when you watch like a Rocky movie and then you leave and you're all pumped up. That's the same feeling I got.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it was. It was so cool. What do you think about it, David?
It's funny. It's like, he's like, he tells him to go or something like that. And like, you're looking at, like, he goes underneath. It looks like Statham's about to give him like a blowjob or something. I don't know if you guys remember the scene. He like That's goes true, out yeah, and he goes out the nose. I was like, what the shit? Like, he's outside of it. And then like, it reminds me of like Tailspin. Like, as a kid, that fucking cartoon Tailspin, yeah. Giant airplane and shit. And then just like the worst part of that scene is like after he blows everyone up and they take off, like, so much just still. Was he giving like a thumbs up or something? Like,
yeah. No, that was so, like,
we took murder 50 guys, dude. Thumbs up.
Yeah. It was so cheesy, dude. That is, I am biased.
No, the thumbs up was a, it was like, are you good to go? And they were both good to go. When he comes back in, he says something like,
good job or something.
That was an understatement or something. Yeah, yeah.
I am biased because that was the fucking, scene at the truck stop. You know what I mean? And all these truckers were like, yeah. You know, they had their fists. They were like fisting in the air. You know what I mean? I was like, "Oh my god, dude, that's gonna get them through another week of like trucking."
But that's that age group, you know. That's the
it is
shit,
yeah,
back in the day.
It
you know,
fucking stupid. It,
well, yeah, but like that's the shit from back in the day, and it's cool because they haven't seen shit like that for so long. You know what I mean? I don't know. I understand. I could see why you hate it, but yeah.
I don't hate it. I just think I thought it's dumb. Awesome. All right, Chris, what's your worst scene?
Okay, so my worst scene was the it was another scene with Jason Statham. It was the basketball fight scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like. There are so many bad lines, like, throughout that entire scene. Like, what's one of them? Like,
I'm gonna deflate when they... both your balls or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. there's another one when he's approaching them, the group of basketball guys. And one of the guys is all like, we got your back, man. Yeah, if he comes here, we'll fuck his ass.
Does he say that?
Yeah. I'm all like, come on, dude. You could have, like, finished that line and just say, like, fuck his ass up or something like that. You had to say fuck his ass. Oh, my God. It was just, it was really ridiculous, you know. And I don't know, like, it was weird because in this entire movie, you see Jason Statham with nothing but white jeans on, like, all the time.
Oh, I didn't realize that, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, I know, it was weird. Yeah. Like, when he's riding his bike, when he's hanging out, when he goes to his girl's house, he's always wearing white jeans. I don't know, it just, it didn't really fit his image, you know? Like, it's kind of... like 90s like boy band like type of like apparel.
That's funny too.
Yeah.
But like if you're like, David, a teenage boy or something, you probably daydream of like picking up some chick and driving to the basketball court and beating like, everyone's ass, you know, and then like riding away, you know, with her on the,
And even like when he's leaving that scene too, like when he gets the girl and he throws her on the back of his bike, he's all like, what did he say?
Maybe for it.
Oh, he says like, you should have, he's all like, I know I'm not perfect, but I'm worth it. You should have waited.
Yeah, for what? He doesn't fucking call. He never even called her. I think she said for a month. You know what I mean? She didn't talk to him for a month. Like he didn't even say, like, my bad. You know what I mean? He's like, you should have. Like,
yeah.
This is 2010. But
he
said
he was worth it. That's funny. All
right. David, your best scene.
All right. My best scene was the sweet truck, souped up 1955 F-150, Stallone and Jet Li are driving.
F-100, right?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, F-100. Did you look up the trivia on that, Felix? There was three made, one for the crashes to get demolished, one for the blue screen or green screen or whatever. And then one for just Stallone to keep because he liked it a lot. That was pretty cool.
Oh, man, that's so sweet.
But it's it's super cool to watch. It's a sweet ride and it's good action scene. It's a good car chasing.
Yeah. I love that fucking truck. It was really fucking cool.
It sounds cool. It looks cool. It hauls ass. Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm saying. Like, this movie had like it has an awesome like car chase scene. It has, you know, an awesome airplane scene. It has an awesome like 10 against a million like mow down like type of scene, you know? Like it has like so much like I don't wanna say depth, but it has like
it's got character.
Yeah.
So, all right. But so you do like this movie though, Chris? Or like
Yeah, I do enjoy it. Okay.
I don't know.
Like, I realize it's flawed, you know?
This is insane. You guys gave me so much shit over, like, Ronin, over, like, Beyond the Law. Like, I mean, like it's, like, every... Does anyone not make it out of this movie? No, like, even, like, everyone makes it out pretty much unscathed, right? Like, yeah, the only guy that got movie... hurt was Dolph Lundgren because he got shot by Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, okay, but, all right, so check this out, okay? But, like, that's, this movie, you know what it is going into it, you know what I mean? It's all the 80s action heroes, and the dialogue is what it is, and the action's, it's like an old Rambo movie, you know? It's like an old school movie. So you know what it is. Ronin, for me, was just like, I'm just trying to see what it is, you know what I mean?
I think this movie, the action, yes, the dialogue, no. Like, there's no excuse for the dialogue in this movie. It's unexcusable, you know what I mean? All right. So that was my best scene, okay? Worst scene is the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, and Stallone scene. It was fucking horrible. I got kind of excited when Arnold Schwarzenegger walks into the church, you know what I mean? But then it just sounds like they're all ragging on each other as Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and Bruce Willis, you know what I mean? It was horrible. I would be like in heat when Al Pacino and Robert De Niro were hanging out, you know what I mean, talking to each other in the diner. That's one of the best scenes of like film to me, and this scene was fucking stupid. It was, I really did hate this scene, but I'll leave it there.
You didn't appreciate the fourth wall breaking inside jokes that they made.
All of it was though, right? Like all the whole scene was fourth wall. Like he wants to be president. He wants to play in the jungle. Yeah. It was fuck. It was. I mean, I did grow up and watch all of their movies, you know what I mean? But it I don't know. It was maybe
I think for me, David, it's like I'm just a huge fucking fan. I feel like I'm at a concert and all these like different bands come and they're all on stage together. So I'm just like fanning over it, like just like freaking out, you know what I mean? I think I'm just more like starstruck and just like in awe, because the best thing about this movie is just like all the cast coming together.
Feels like I'm watching the blooper reels. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching the blooper reels from the whole fucking movie. It really feels like that. It doesn't feel like this is a movie. You know what I mean? But.
Oh, and they're just all like, yeah.
Right, like, that scene took 6 hours. like, you could, I could, like, someone should have wrote some better shit if that was going to take 6 hours. Like,
I have no idea, but watching the bloopers, Bruce Willis just couldn't speak. Like, he kept fucking up.
Bruce Willis couldn't speak? Out of the three of them?
Yeah. But look at, like, if you guys watch the bloopers for it, he's just, there's reel and reel of just, he's just mixing up his words. I don't know if he was drunk or what the fuck was happening. But Chris, what do you got on that scene? Anything or no?
Yeah, I think we already kind of went over it. Like,
okay,
it was kind of like you said, you know, like it's kind of like Metallica playing like their greatest hits, you know, like it's just for the fans, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So for me, my best scene. My best scene was Mickey Rourke explaining to Stallone, Big Barney Ross, what why he can't get over what happened and why he's got to go back pretty much to save the girl. And it was my best scene because it was the only part of this movie that had like any depth into it, like real good depth into it. But
Yeah,
it was cool. It was a cool scene. It was very heartfelt, and his acting was superb. Mickey Rourke in it.
Do you think the close-up was kind of funny? Oh, or no? Like,
it didn't bother me. And it was kind of nice how he was like kind of blubbering on, like he said the bottle of something, whoever it's called. You know what I mean? Like it felt real, you know.
And it was cool that they gave him like something to do at the same time. Like at the fact that he's an artist, that they made him an artist, and he was like painting a guitar, and the fact that he said that he's gonna finish it and bash it.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a cool little touch.
That's my best scene. You guys got anything on that or no?
I like how he's like not looking at Sylvester Stallone, probably because he's too embarrassed to be like crying and telling him, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then my worst scene.
They gave Mickey Rourke that scene just because he is the best actor out of the entire like cast?
You know what? Dolph Lundgren, he has a couple lines at the beginning of the movie. And if you guys see those bloopers, you don't know what the fuck he's saying, because he's talking to one of the pirates. And then Dolph, even Stallone said it too, like he was having such a hard time. Dolph was like, I'm never going to be able to act again. You know, it was kind of sad. And then they just cut the whole fucking thing out of the movie. So you don't have the whole scene, yeah.
I don't think his first language is English. Jet Li's first language isn't English, you know?
It wasn't like a monologue or anything. I think he was just had a bad day. You know what I mean? I don't know, but I think like Chris said, they brought in Mickey Rourke and he kind of pulled it together and sent him on the way, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was my best scene. Worst scene was was the fucking placing the C4. Around the house at the end of the movie.
The 100 C4s? There's 100 C4s.
I counted it, yeah.
There was.
And
that montage took like 10 minutes, man. I swear.
They were everywhere. They put one under someone's toilet while they were taking the shit. They were everywhere. It was insane.
Yeah, they were putting them on literally every pillar, you know. Yeah. And that was like
amazing. That was, nobody saw that. That was your worst scene. That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because nothing else just bugs me about this movie. Nothing else like really bugs me about it. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about, or I guess we'll go in a deep dive. I could start if that's okay with you guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, so for my deep dive, like I said, this movie is nothing but cool for me. It's just a cool ass movie. And like the cars, the motorcycles, the guns, you know, it's like a old school guys movie, you know. Stallone picked out the motorcycles himself. He picked out the cars and shit like that, so it's cool. It's just a cool ass fucking movie. And I was gonna ask both of you guys a question. Chris, do you think that they got what they were reaching for when they made this movie? I mean, it's not like,
oh, absolutely.
It's not the best movie, but do you think it's what they delivered on what they set out to do? Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think so for sure. Like hands down. You know, the fact that they included that little monologue scene with Mickey Rourke, you know, it felt a little bit out of place, like, for me. But, you know, the rest of the film, like, was just solid A-plus action, you know? Like, it was, it's going to stand the test of time, I think. Like, as one of, like, going to be, like, one of those cult classics, you know, that you think back like 30 years from now and like, oh yeah, the Expendables, like that's when all the everybody's gonna recognize it, you know.
What about my second question was, what was your favorite fight scene, and who was in your favorite fight scene?
Oof, man, that's a good one.
Because mine was Jason Statham and Jet Li, and they pair up together. And then they
when they take on that white dude,
yeah, and they just like crack his tunnels. Neck backwards,
yeah. I think my favorite fight scene was probably not even a fight scene, but it was towards the end when the what's the name of the bad guy?
Which
Roberts?
Stone Cold Steve Austin, or like the greasy
dude? The CIA guy.
Yeah, I think it's Roberts.
That was
Monroe or something.
Eric Roberts as James Monroe.
Yeah, when he's like when he has the lady like by the neck, pretty much with a gun to her head, and then Stallone he's all like, oh, I didn't come here for you. Like I came back for her, and he like unloads his like six shooter. Like in almost like a submachine gun style fashion. Yeah. It's like he unloads it like all six bullets, you know, and like in like half a second, you know? And then Jason Statham like finish him off at the end with the big blade. I think it was Dolph Lundgren's blade that he gave to him. Yeah.
Like, you know what's crazy about when he hammers the, what is it called, David? When he flails the hammer or whatever, how you say it?
Fanning.
They used to do that.
Fanning the hammer.
In the fanning the hammer. They used to do that in Western movies because supposedly it's faster than pulling the trigger. But the thing with that is it's incredibly inaccurate.
I'll tell him what it is.
So
like what it's doing.
You know, it's just shooting faster.
We do as you.
Or it's. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. You know more than I do. You could probably say it better than I can, yeah.
I think you hold the trigger down and just you just keep pulling the hammer back and letting it drop on it. If I'm not mistaken, don't try it at home. I doubt you can hit shit with it, right? Like they were far away, right? They were like real far away. He wasn't 10 feet away from the dude.
He's supposed to be it's like an old Western movie.
From the hip too, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was a cool shot.
All right, so yeah, David, what was your well, first of all, I was gonna say, do you think they delivered on what they were trying to do?
I think Sylvester Stallone delivered. Yeah, this feels like something he wanted. I think it came out, and it is proof that if it made $200 million, that is what people want, right?
275, yeah.
I don't know if the other ones did as good or anything like that, but
I doubt it. I doubt it. Yeah.
But it's I definitely think Sylvester Stallone got what he wanted. Statham, I guess he bought the motorcycle that he rode in this movie.
Oh, cool.
It's a 4-cylinder motorcycle. Like
the Ducati?
And it weighs like 300 pounds. You know, it's a 4-cylinder motorcycle. Like most motorcycles, they don't have like V4s in them. They don't have car engines. Yeah, that's insane.
What was your favorite fight scene, David? Like two guys going at it.
I guess my favorite and worst one is with Stone Cold at the end. With
Randy Couture.
Yeah, but only like it's cool. Stone Cold's physical and cool and big and huge and stuff. Only bad part is, like, man, he's flammable as shit. You know what I mean? It's kind of comical how, it, like, he engulfs in flames instantly. You know what I mean? Like, he sweats gasoline or something. It looks really funny. All right.
It looked really fake, too. Yeah. Like, the CGI for this movie was not, like, top tier.
But the longer it goes, like, the less... I'm kind of losing consciousness on all of the action scenes, because if all you're seeing is explosions and people getting stabbed, I kind of like, don't you lose, like, it's like fading into the background at that point, you know what I mean?
I don't think so. Like, I think it keeps your attention just because every death is unique in this movie. Like, they don't like repeat, like even though they are getting shot, like some of them are getting like blown half off, you know, like some of them are getting mowed down.
That's
like,
true.
Others are getting like blown up, you know.
So that's just Stallone had a cool knife kill to save Maria, right? He killed two cool dudes with a knife, Rambo style. That was pretty fun. What was yours, Peter?
You remember the part where he has an automatic pistol?
Yeah.
Stallone? That was a good scene too.
What was your favorite fight?
Several guys. Oh, it was the Jet Li and Jason Statham.
Oh, okay.
Pair up to break the guy's neck like backwards. That was pretty fucking cool. I think this movie delivered on what they were trying to do. You know, it's not realistic at all, and none of this shit, you know, is realistic in this movie. But it's a cool throwback to back in the day. And no one ever would thought that all these action movies stars would have done this shit, you know?
Yeah. Has there been, like, ensemble casts that have not done great, though? There's lots of movies where, like, someone tries to pair up and no one watches it, right? Like, I wonder why this one makes it. Like, will any... If this was a shit movie, would everyone have just showed up still? Just because there's all the names? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was
probably
funny because
it is Terry enjoyable Crews, to watch. I think it's a bad film, but it's enjoyable to watch. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's funny because Terry Crews was like at San Diego Comic Con or something like that, and they're asking him like, how did this come about or something to that extent, and he gets a call from Stallone and he goes over to Stallone's home and. He's walking around like this huge mansion and he just hears, "Hey, how's it doing?" You know, or something crazy like that. And he's like, Stallone has like all the money in the world. He doesn't need to do this. He just wants to make a cool movie. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, it was
interesting. But, all right. So, David, your rundown, your deep dive.
I pretty much said all of it. I kind of unleashed on it because I couldn't hold it in. So, I've never seen this before. This is my first time watching it. And
oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them at all.
Since you say that, is it like as bad as you thought or better or worse?
I think it is worse exactly than I thought it was going to be. No. Oh, it really God. Is. Because I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to watch the sequels.
Oh, I do remember seeing like a jet. Well, maybe I did try watching the one with Chuck Norris where he like he's damn near called in an airstrike. You know what I mean? Chuck Norris walks in and just murders everybody. I remember that being real stupid. You know what I mean? But yeah.
But what about the Mickey Rourke scene? Did you was that your first time watching that or no?
Yeah, that was the first time. Yeah, everything looks cool and all the lines are dumb. So like, I didn't think it was gonna be this dumb. I haven't seen a movie this dumb since like the 90s, right? Like the early 90s. Like I was yeah,
but
like,
but back then you used to love that shit. You know?
Yeah, but those were way better than this movie though. Like.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think Commando is way better than this movie. Like, we gotta get Commando on the list. But
do you watch Jason Statham like action movies?
I've seen a couple of them.
Transporter.
Transporter's a lot of fun. That's a good movie. This one's too dumb though. This one's like it's a music video. It's hard to watch the whole thing, and that's not just action. I can't watch like real dumb movies, like a full length stupid movie. You know what I mean? But yeah. Like I mean, like all the way dumb. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Do you think the gore was like pretty on point, or like was it too much for you? Or?
No, it looked super good. The gore was good. I was reading this. I guess Stone Cold almost got his leg blown off. On accident.
Stallone broke his neck too.
Stallone got really messed up. Yeah, he got.
Yeah, he literally broke a bone in his neck. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a pin put in. Like he got really messed up on this movie. But yeah, but Stone Cold. I guess an explosion went off, and the only thing that saved his leg was that he was holding a duffel bag, and like, I guess it shredded the bag or something insane like that. But, like, there's so much stuff in this movie, I don't even remember that part, like, at all. Like, it quotes the time and everything like that. You know what I mean? I don't know. I said this four times already, it's just, like, a lot of my movies have, like, a little bit of action, but because if there's a little bit of action, it's punctuated. Like, there's so much, I don't know. I guess it's just not my type, I guess. I'll leave it there.
But what? But it is like action genre picking this time.
Yeah.
What did you pick?
Yeah, but it's all action. It's like 99.5% action, right? Yeah.
It is.
Might as well just watch a boxing match, I guess.
What is your pick? I forgot what it was.
Right, Desperado.
Oh my gosh! All this shit you're talking about this movie.
That's a good movie. Have you guys watched that like in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Chris, so your deep dive.
Okay, so yeah, this movie it's very cool action and very mediocre writing. That's probably the best way to put it. If you're gonna go into this movie, you know, you're gonna be entertained, but at the same time you're gonna cringe, you know, at a couple moments. So just be aware of that for all the viewers out or the listeners out there. But even from the very beginning, like the very beginning was like, how do you say it? Like it's very tough to get through. Like, it's hard to keep your attention. No, I don't want to. It keeps your attention, but it's very hard to keep you as a if you're a film buff, you know. There's like, I don't know, there's almost no point to the intro. Like as soon as like the movie begins, you see this like group of badass bikers like pulling into a garage, and then right away after that you're in a boat in a pirated ship, you know, like in the middle of the Mediterranean or something like that. Like there, it doesn't make any sense at all. Like, what kind of transition is that? You know,
you guys are gonna be pissed. You guys are gonna be pissed at my rating.
It was kind of weird, you know, even like I was saying before, like the CGI in this movie, like the laser beams, like in the beginning of that movie, like it's so cheesy and like it looks so fake, you know, like the pirates like holding up his hand and you could tell like these stupid laser beams like aren't even there, you know. And then like to top it off, like Dolph Lundgren, like these are like mercenaries hired to give money to pirates. Like I thought like America doesn't negotiate with like terrorists. Like
no, it was a company. It was a private company negotiating.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, the company hired them to go get him back pretty much.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess that makes a little bit of sense then. That's a saving grace. But the fact that Dolph Lundgren like is sitting at the top of the ship, and then like he's like what would you say, like he's about like 50 maybe to like 80 feet away from his target, and he like lets off a shotgun round and immediately and just like instantly like chops him in half. Like what kind of logic is that?
I will say that like it is dumb as shit that they have like the surprise tactic and they all decide to shoot from the same exact spot, right? They didn't surround anybody. Yeah, that's all dumb. But I guess it is a good intro that how he blows them more than in half. He takes all of them out, you know what I mean? That's a good intro to this movie, I guess, right? Like,
The action like is really, it piques your interest, you know, like going into the intro of this movie, but you know you gotta like throw logic out the window, you know, like when you're watching a movie like this. I think the other bad thing about this movie. I'm just going to be talking so much trash, so I should probably slow down. Well, it just sucks that, you know, like, almost no character got any, like, character development or any growth, you know? Like, I don't know, who's a character I guess Jason Statham got a little bit, like, with his ex-girlfriend. But, I mean, that was barely anything.
You know, Statham and Stallone, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Stallone with, like, his,
Jet Li was his, horrible. It's like, I got a family, I need more money. I got a family, I need more money. I don't really got a family, but I might. He's like, I might have a family someday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, there's, yeah. All right, what else do you got, Chris?
It just sucks, man, that like so many of the jokes like didn't land either, you know. In a movie like this, you need humor to kind of like break up all the action, you know, and like so many of them like just were terrible. Like especially your favorite scene when Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, and Stallone are all together and all the jokes that they like supposedly make like during those scenes. Like, it was just very hard to watch, you know. You just cringe when they make those jokes, you know. Or even, like, Jet Li's character, you know, when he's like, complaining about how he's so small. Like okay, like, yeah, like, it's you are small. Like, what's so funny about that, you know? I don't know. Even, like, Sandra's entrance into this movie, like, do you guys remember when, corny. Like... When, like,
is that the contact? Are you the contact?
Yeah, yeah. And they're just like, both of them are like gawking at her, like, the whole time. And the way, like, she walks in, like, all sultry and shit. Like, come on, man. Like, I know it's like a mediocre or like a, you know, like, it's a bad written, like, film, but, like, they could have made her entrance, like, a little bit more, like,
realistic. I guess, or
yeah,
the way that they were looking at her is like if she was wearing a bikini. You know what I mean? She wasn't wearing a bikini. She had like a nice skirt and a blouse. Like, no, it was dumb. You know what? Yeah. Like, the one part. I'm sorry, Can I throw this in real quick, though, before I forget? Yeah. Like, Statham and Stallone go to scope out this house. They fly over there. They ride up to the front gate in broad daylight, you know what I mean? With this chick, you know what I mean? And then they have to do, like, an emergency exit because they found them in broad daylight at the fence that says, like, no trespassing. Like, that is insane. You know what I mean? That is insane. Like all these people that gave, I don't know, did Stallone finance this movie completely by himself? Because I can't see a bunch of people giving him $80 million for this, you know what I mean? But it fucking worked. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to interrupt your.
No, that's good. That was a good segue to the end of my. Yeah, I think stop now before I like give my before I convince myself to give it a lower grade.
You guys have anything else, or should we go to the game?
Do you have anything, Peter?
Oh, I'm the one who said it first.
Okay.
So I'm good. All right. So if this is your first time listening to this podcast, this is the part of the episode where David is going to say a famous movie quote or a quote from a famous movie, and we have to guess what it is, and you can play along with us. So just a famous movie. Go ahead, David, whenever you're ready.
All right. So I think this is a softball. We'll find out. Get off my lawn.
Oh yeah.
Peter, you know this one, right?
I believe so.
Right. Can you guys get off my lawn? I can't say it. Alright. Go ahead, Peter. You go first.
I'm thinking it's a Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah, what's the movie?
It's go ahead, Chris. It's I know what it is.
Yeah,
Gran Torino.
Yeah, Gran Torino. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna do the quote where he's like, "I used to stack fucks like you 5 feet high." I mean, oh my God.
Right. You should have, man.
There was that's a funny line because like when we were kids, me and Peter were riding bikes. Or maybe he wasn't riding, but maybe he's on his skates. He ate shit in someone's yard. Do you remember this, Peter? Do you remember this,
Peter? Yeah, I was rolling my rollerblades, yeah.
Dude, some old lady came out and started, she was like, get off my lawn. It was insane, God. Dude. I was pissed. Yeah. I was like, what the
I was like bleeding. I was bleeding, like bleeding all over.
It was so fucked up. I like Peter. I had him like through his arm over my shoulder and we're like, what's going on? Like looking back at it, which is funny.
When we were that young, I was always getting messed up. I was always coming home all fucked up.
Did you never have like knee pads? Did you have fucking knee pads for that or no?
Alright, but alright, so let's start with Chris this time. What's your rating?
Okay, so, I'm going to have to give this movie a 6.5 stars out of 10. You know, it's better than average. It's better than your most, like, B-action movies out there. You know, you take a look at, like, Stallone's, like, action movies, like Rambo, like, was one of his later ones. Jason Statham with his Transporter movies, the Fast and Furious movies, like they're okay, like action movies, you know. What's some other ones? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis. Like it seems like all of them have not really been like that successful with their action movies, like leading up to this movie. So when this movie came out, like I believe, like it was. You know, it put them back on the map a little bit, you know? And so it was a pleasant movie to watch, you know. There's a lot of like unique and very interesting like action like in this movie, like you don't see normally in like other action movies. So when you go into watching it, you know, it leaves you on the edge of your seat, you know, like I shouldn't say that. Like, it leaves you like just thoroughly entertained, I should just say, you know. So
okay,
so yeah, it was six score. Six, you said?
Six and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't take that half point away, David. All right, David, go ahead.
Can we give a negative? Can we go below zero?
I think it's just for you. David.
I'm going to give this a 4. I'll give this a 4 out of 10. There's too much stupid shit. Like, the stupid shit is worse than the good shit. There's more good shit in it, but like some of the scenes, like why the fuck are they there? Like they flew over there to go look at, to scout the place, and they just walk up to the gate. That is ridiculous. And then they do a crazy getaway with a whale of a plane. You know what I mean? like there's some stupid shit. And like, for the record, I've never seen the Fast and Furious movies because I can't stomach them. Like, you know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, this one's probably better than those because those are all dumb. Like, probably yeah. Throughout the whole movie. There's fun parts in this movie, but, like, the Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, and Arnold Schwarzenegger scene, I got angry at that part. So it's like they lost a huge opportunity to do something cool. You know what I mean? It was dumb.
Yeah.
I do wonder, like, if my stepfather loved this movie. Do you know if he did, Peter, or not? Do you know if he's seen this? I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know.
I'm sure my uncle come over and we watch.
Yeah, he'd watch movies all the time, and I saw him like Ip Man. Remember Ip Man?
Yeah. That's a good movie, though. I
love that. Yeah. But I'm sure I did show it to him. He probably just like
fall asleep right yeah. during it. Like, probably he'd fall asleep during it, wake up, and say it was like a good movie. Yeah, like, for us, he always like would fall asleep 10 times in the movie, wake up, be like, yeah, that was cool. Let's watch it again. So that's my rating, 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Alright, that's fair.
Alright, so like I was telling you guys, like I think this movie delivered fully on what it was going for. And then I enjoyed the fuck out of it. And those are both of my things that make my rating. It is what it is. So I understand like completely David's point of view. For me, I think the most impressive thing on this movie is just the cast. Just the cast itself, because I would never have thought that they would all come together to make a movie, you know, even with the little cameos and stuff like that. But I know you guys are going to be pissed, but I give it a 9.
Oh my god. That is. You guys are so. That's fucking ridiculous.
Man, well,
I know. Holy shit. But like I said, like, I don't want to keep talking about rating scales, but half of it. Is did they deliver? Yes, I think they delivered exactly what they wanted. And then I just enjoy the fuck out of it. And it's okay. Maybe it should be a guilty pleasure pick, oh, but yeah, I give it a 9, and I apologize.
So how many times have you watched it, though? Did you watch it a bunch of times?
Oh, I watch, it's like Lord of the Rings. I watch it like every year, you know? But okay.
Do you enjoy the cool super dumb movie. Parts, though? Do you enjoy the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, and Bruce Willis part? Do you enjoy that part?
Yeah, because I enjoy it because I know what they're referencing, and I love those other movies. And I enjoy it because even though it's dumb, I like it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know why like this one bothers me so much, because you'd think it wouldn't by all the other movies that I watch.
Yeah.
This one just bugs the shit out of me for some reason. I don't know.
Oh man!
All right, guys. So that's anything to throw in before we sign off this week.
Anything you want to say, Chris?
Yeah, I was just really surprised at the ratings that we gave this movie. This went from like one to the other,
four, and a little bit in the middle. Nine. That's insane. Okay.
Yeah. That's got to be a first for us.
Yeah, guys, if anyone's listening out there, we're probably, it's holiday season. It's probably going to be hard to be punching them out like we were 1 week, but we're still going to be doing it. It's probably not going to be 1 a week, but we're not going away. We're not dead. So
yeah,
keep watching out for us, and we'll keep putting them out.
Hell yeah.
Anything to throw in, Peter?
Nope, that's it. Everybody be safe and come back for the next episode.
Yep, and happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We'll be seeing you guys soon.
All right.
All right.
Bye. All right, guys.